money was an issue. Also, this was a pilot project, and so the funding that was used for this project was a combination of funds that were provided by Metrolinx and funding that the county had received through gas tax distribution. So we were looking to try and, within this pilot, what we were trying to do is determine demand and usage. And so what was presented to council was an indication of what that looked like after the course of 1 year, just from a fiscal and an operational perspective. That's the recommendation that was provided to council. They assessed the situation. They also certainly were, you know, contacted by constituents and in particular users of the Durham line as to how that line was currently being utilized, being one that with support from the county would see more usage. So in the end, the recommendation that came forward from council was to continue the Durham line and wind up the Northumberland line. So that's where we are. It is a costly enterprise, and I recognize that, certainly we all recognize that no transportation system in any municipality is cheap, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I think personally council made a good decision to try and find the middle ground for existing transportation requirements. This in particular was in conjunction with the loss of Via Train 651, which was that morning train, which certainly created difficulties for so many, people working in a hybrid.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you, Dan, is with the Northumberland line, you would think, people would want more access to transportation around the county. And then, yes, there's a lot of people that needed that commuter service to Oshawa, Toronto as well. Do you have an indication where the ridership numbers were in, maybe in respect to where projections were of what you thought might be and what they actually ended up being?
Well, when we went into the pilot, we had a significant response back from a survey perspective. We had about 1,100 surveys come in that addressed both utilization for both lines. So certainly that seemed to give us an indication that there was pent-up demand for that type of support. When it came to the Northumberland line, however, really didn't materialize into ridership. I think over the course of the year, we recorded just a little over 500 riders for the Northumberland line. So, that's pretty light.
Yeah.
It's about, that works out to about maybe 10 a week. There is a bit of a reality check in that, in terms of how much service can you provide. And even with projections going forward over the course of that 12-month pilot, those numbers were still pretty, they weren't growing in the same fashion, for instance, the Durham line was.
Yeah, so as far as the Durham line, do you think that was pretty well utilized?
Yeah, there's that, and there's recognition, too, that some of the commentary is 1 year enough to try and determine what actual utilization will be. That may or may not be the case, but it takes time to move us from being a car culture to a culture that would more utilize other forms of transportation. The tough part is, almost you're around 2,000 square kilometers of county, and you've got about 500 kilometers of county roads. You know, that and 90,000 people. That's not density.